I am speaking on the subject securing the attention of God. Securing the attention of God. Jeremiah chapter 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, saith the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Keep going. Then shall you call upon me, and you shall go and pray unto me, and I will hearken unto you. Keep going. And you shall seek me and find me when you shall search for me with all your heart. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. Securing the attention of God. There are people today who don't call before God answers. Isaiah chapter 65:24. And it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet seeking, I will hear. What puts people in such category? Where they have not asked God anything and he has answered. When they have not finished speaking and God heard. Whereas there are others who put God literally under pressure and God is not aware. What is it that makes people to secure God's attention? Like Jeremiah, like Elijah, like Moses, like the woman with the issue of blood, like Hannah. Give you 5 keys. Number one is walking in the fear of God. Walking in the fear of God. Psalm 33:18-19. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him. His attention is directed to them that fear him. Upon them that hope in his mercy. To deliver their soul from death. And to keep them alive in famine. There are people whose life commands divine focus. Their lives command divine focus. The eyes of the Lord is upon those who fear him. So the fear of the Lord is your number one requirement to securing the attention of God. For we live in a world today where the fear of God is scarce. The fear of the Lord is to depart from evil. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 13. It's to depart from arrogance. It's to depart from the evil way. Let me tell you, there is an easy way to know a man who fears God. When you see a person who fears God, you encounter reverence for God when you encounter them. That fear of God they have rubs on, it just catches you. There is something about them that is awesome. When they fear God, you feel God when you go close. Whenever people fear God around them, you feel God. You feel it. Because the fear of God keeps them in the presence of God. The fear of God makes us to consider the steps we take, the moves we make, the dress we wear, the way we look. It embraces everything. In the fear of God, you don't live to yourself, you live to God. That is a secret. And when people fear God, God knows. How many of you know that when you come around someone who respects you, you know. Who reverences you, you know. And when you come across somebody who disdains you, even if you say, good morning, sir, you can see the disdain inside the sir. That's how it is with God. God can't be mocked. Am I communicating at all? Fear, the fear of God makes you to be cautious with action. It makes you to be conscious of consequence. It makes you to be passionate to please Him. Hallelujah. The fear of God. Walking in the fear of God will make you secure God's attention. If you are a man who fears God, you have no mortal man to fear. If you are a woman who fears God, God can kill people to keep you alive. Walking in the fear of God, number two. Living the God first lifestyle. Living the God first lifestyle. Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. All these things shall be added unto you. The God first lifestyle means putting God ahead of every other consideration in life. God first lifestyle means you are not comfortable to talk to man until you have talked to God every day. You are not comfortable to eat the bread of the earth until you have eaten the bread of life every day. You are not comfortable in spending money on yourself until you have given God his portion forever. The God first life. That whatever you want to do with your life, God's interest is secured first. When you get a job, it's not a matter of how much will they pay. It's a matter of, will it give me time to serve God? It's a matter of this kind of job. Does it represent the principles I stand for? God first. I have told you before. You don't lose your place in life when you have given God his place. Those who give God his place find their own place. They find their own places in life. When you see a man missing road and missing place in life, it is possible that the place of God in that person's life is not there. The God first lifestyle. I was telling somebody the other day, a businessman who said the business was going up and down, said, are you consistent in your givings and tithings? He said, not all the time. I said, I cannot remember one day in 32 years that I mistakenly ate the tithe. One day. I can't remember. I wasn't a pastor. Wasn't planning to be a pastor for any reason. I was comfortable with what I was doing with my life. That is, it is, you are duty bound to place God first in every realm. My wife may not hear my greetings, the reply to my greeting in the morning. Or rather, she may not secure any reply to her greeting if I haven't greeted God well. That's how serious it is. That's my own wife. Morning, sir. She may not hear any reply if I am not through with God. The God first. Living the God first lifestyle. And number three, seeking God with the whole of the heart. Seeking God with the whole of the heart. Read it. Jeremiah 29 and in verse 39, you shall seek me and find me. When you shall search for me with all your heart. You want my attention? Don't divide yourself between different things. Give me all your heart. Seeking God with the whole heart. That is, you are real. You are genuine. You are authentic. I preached a message not too long ago, this Saturday. And someone said that I had preached around that kind of subject 25 years ago. And the content was consistent. You seek God with the whole of your heart, and those who know you are real, and those who hate you also know you are real. Number four, worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Worshiping God in spirit and in truth. John chapter 4 verse 23, but the hour cometh and now is when the true worshippers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him. Every other person is looking for God, but God is looking for the worshipper. Don't live the life of murmuring. Murmuring sustains struggling. To grumble is to struggle. Don't live the life of unthankfulness and ingratitude. There is always something to thank God for. You cannot believe the kind of things I thank God for. And if I say some now, some may be offended, but there may be no need. Take your seat. Somebody saw me in Owerri the other night. We preached in Owerri on Sunday night. And then Monday morning we dedicated their very beautiful Dunamis Church Owerri. I wish that the camera people had the picture of it. Very beautiful. Smack dab on the road. Someone looked at me and said, sir, you look 15 years younger. And that is someone who knew me almost 18 or more or thereabout years ago. You look 15 years younger. Thank you, Lord. that I am looking younger, not older, despite my strenuous schedule. Work can age on time. Well, work can weaken. Well, work strengthens though, but overexertion can place a toll on the body except for God. For me, it's a thanksgiving matter. There are tiny, tiny things around your life. See, the Father seeketh such. My wife was talking on Sunday how if she hangs around me, she just sees me lost in that worship. You secure God's attention. Worshipping God with all, worshipping God in spirit and in truth. Very important. Look at your neighbor, say, you need worship. Genuine worship and praise and thanksgiving to secure the attention of God. Look at somebody, say, have you thanked God for anything today? If you are not thankful, your thank can't be full. That is why there are so many people whose lives are so empty, because they are never thankful. Jesus saw 5 loaves and 2 fishes and gave thanks, and it became full. It multiplied. That was number 4. And number 5 is living, is walking in love and forgiveness. Walking in love and forgiveness. It secures the attention of God. Mark chapter 11 verse 24. And therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. And when you stand praying, forgive. In case it is me you are looking for, forgive. If you have aught against any, that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive your trespasses, and then be able to pay attention to whatever you are saying. Love and forgiveness. There are people whose whole life revolves around envy, bitterness, jealousy, competition. You do this, I do this. You do that, I do that. Who do you think you are? You can't be better than me. You are just lying. Any dress you have, I have. Put your children in British school, I put my own in American school. Buy Hummer Jeep, I buy Caesar's Jeep. There are people whose life, they are looking for who to compete with, who to outdo, who to deshine, who to undo. When you live life with competition in mind, you have signed for limitation. You see, because you are living based on another person's vision for his life, you end up fulfilling another person's vision for their lives. I don't care what your position is. If you think you are better, go ahead. I don't want to be you. I want to be who God wants me to be. And I want to achieve everything God wants me to achieve in this life. There are bitter people, loveless people, jealous people, envious people, competitive people. They never secure the attention of God. There are people who can't greet anybody. The number of people they can't greet are plenty. So plenty. Don't tie down your life like that. Practice what God's servant Bishop Oyedepo calls advance forgiveness. You forgive before the offense came, so that when the offense came, your forgiveness was waiting. Am I communicating? Not just for the sake of that person, but for your own sake. So you don't let another person's action tie your life down. Hallelujah. Combine these 5 things and you will be able to secure the attention of God. Walking in the fear of God. living the God first lifestyle, seeking God with the whole of your heart, worshiping God in spirit and in truth, walking in love and forgiveness. Beloved sister and beloved brother, when you pass, what do people think about you? That affects what eternity may think about you. Even though human opinion is not necessarily divine verdict, but human opinion matters at times. Because Jesus said, who do men say I am? Am I communicating? What are people saying? And the things they said about him were not terrible things. Oh, some say you are Elijah. Some say, oh, that is okay. Thank God they didn't say you are Absalom. Or you are something. Am I communicating at all? Your life is a walking message. What message are people hearing when you pass? It will affect you for time and eternity. Today, I see God paying attention to somebody. You are that person. Say a loud amen. Amen. Lift your right hand and I will pray for you. And say, Father, I need your attention in my life today. Help me to pay attention. Thank you, Lord. Lift your right hand up. Everywhere you are in this crowd, the galleries, the overflows, you are saying, Pastor, I want to live such a life that will honor God. I want to live such a life that God can be proud of. I want to make my ways right with God. I want to be forgiven of my sins. Wherever you are, pray this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus. Louder, Lord Jesus. I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life, Lord. Make me a new person. Today, I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Those who pray that prayer, can I see your hand? Lord, prepare me a sanctuary. Stand up on your feet.
And he's coming by.
Place your right hand on your chest, those of you on here. And lift up the other hand as you say after me, Lord Jesus, I come before you today to ask for forgiveness, to ask for mercy. Today, it is my decision to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, I go forward ever, backward never. The grace to live for you, Lord, I receive it. Thank you, Master. In Jesus' name, amen. I pray for you all today. I declare that the hold of the enemy be broken off your life. And grace to live for God is released upon you. And I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Rest of us, lift up your right hand. Anyone sick in the body and you want a healing touch of God, you can stand up on your feet and place the hand where the affliction is.
Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me. I have made up my mind to serve you for life. Breathe on me, oh Lord. Breathe on me.
I pray for you here as I take authority over the spirit of infirmity, the spirit of death. Every tool, every affliction. Just be quiet for now. Central nervous system, respiratory system, cardiovascular system, gastrointestinal system, genitourinary system, musculoskeletal system. Every of the systems afflicted, tormented by the devil. Devil, I command you to lose your grip.
Lose your grip now! In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus! In the name of Jesus! Jesus,
I decree today, from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, you are healed and you are whole.
Blind eyes open, deaf ears open, crippled legs walk, cancer die, fibroid dry up, hepatitis disappear, HIV disappear, sickle cell disappear, Crohn's disease be healed in the name of Jesus.
From the crown of your head to the sole of your feet, you are well. And everyone with a blood disease, as you go to the hospital, it will be confirmed that your blood is clean. So shall it be. In Jesus' name, take your seat in the presence of God. Those of you in the front, to remain, stretch your two hands before you. As I prophesy upon your hands, I prophesy breakthrough. Empty-handedness of life disappears now. Near success syndrome, failure at the edge of breakthrough. The spirit of poverty, wretchedness,
die now!
Appointment later you are expecting,
every financial miracle you are expecting, every key you are expecting, every paper you are expecting, they are released into your hands now in the name of the Father
and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And I call it done in Jesus' precious name.